This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. When Jeff Hart was in grade school, he got his hands on a book of real-life ghost stories called The Illustrated Guide to the Ghosts of the Old North State, and it told tales like those of the Brown Mountain Lights, those mysterious lights that appear to hover and move unnaturally around Brown Mountain in North Carolina. Later in life, when Jeff became a musician, his childhood love for creepy stories led him to name a band after those spectral sights. Jeff is solo now, but he's remembering the scary tales of his youth in his new album, Ghost of the Old North State. Jeff joins us in the studio now. Welcome. Good
Hi.
To have you here.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Accompanying him on vocals and electric guitar is Brian Yamamoto. Brian, welcome. Nice
Thank
to have you,
you
here.
Thank you very much.
So tell us, Jeff, about the origins of this album.
Well, as you mentioned, when I was in the first grade and started reading books, that was the most popular book in the library. And, you know, someone kept it too long, you know, it was a big competition of who, you know, who wanted it next and who got it next. But turns out I was in some bands over the years, and a lot of the kids that I played with later went to that same school, and they said if we probably could get our hands on that book, we'd find their names in the checkout card. So, Nancy Roberts wrote that, and it just stayed with me a long time, and I named a band after one of the stories, yeah.
Well, you mentioned earlier that some of the songs on the album were considered lost for years. What happened to them?
Yeah, I think the main problem there was that the last album I did, and Brian was with me then, was 1995 at the end of that year. It was called Glances from a Nervous Groom, and we played a lot, sold a good amount of them, and got good critical acclaim. But something about playing the game of getting your album promoted, I guess I just didn't enjoy the promotion side of it. And not only that, but when I went into the studio after that, I didn't really go in with the idea of making an album. I was sort of documenting the band and the songs. And I think the idea is you really do have to have a vision of going in to make an album when you go in there. And for some reason, I just kept going in, recording, never with an idea to do an album. And over time, I had a lot of these songs saved up, but they just didn't really fit for what I was doing at the time.
Well, that's kind of interesting. I mean, we think of songs, you know, on an album, and I mean, unless it's a concept album, they're freestanding pieces.
Yeah.
But you're saying that somehow you have to have a line, something that pulls it together. But
yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, for example, the album Brian and I did 16 and a half years ago, we had been playing these songs live, and we had them really down tight, and we went to the studio and we recorded them very fast, did some overdubs, and the record was done. But with this idea of I was going in to record two songs, and then like 6 months later I'd record four songs, and I think I was just fulfilling a need to get them recorded, but just not with the vision to do an album. And it's hard to explain. There's some psychological reason why I did not make an album out of these things. But over time, I had sessions from 1992, 1998, 1999, and 2005. And it's like, my God, these things really need to come out.
Need to make an album. Need to make some money, for goodness sake. Will you play a song for us?
Sure. This one's called She Won't Ever Be Happy.
I don't like you. Don't look at her. You're looking at a love that was blown apart, made everybody cry, broke everybody's heart. Don't look at her. But she won't ever be happy. She's permanently stuck on blue. And at least for the next little while, nothing less will make me happy. And holding her in these arms, I guess I'll go on dreaming, waking up with every false alarm. What would Jesus do? And if he would, could I undo everything I do now? I think of you, lying awake in bed when I think. What would Jesus do? She won't ever be happy. She's permanently stuck on blue. And at least for the next little while, nothing less will make me happy than holding her in these arms. I guess I'll go on dreaming, waking up with every false alarm. She loved the most. Driving up and down the coast. Told me no one had ever been that close. Shut it down, gave up the ghost. Blew out the candle, then she froze. But she won't ever be happy. She's permanently stuck on blue. And at least for the next little while, nothing less will make me happy than holding her in these arms. I guess I'll go on dreaming, waking up with every false alarm.
Jeff Hart, She Won't Ever Be Happy, from his album Ghost of the Old Norse State. Brian Yamamoto on electric guitar accompanying him. Songs in this album, we talked about the ghost stories that are roughly behind it, but they're not actually related to those old ghost stories.
Yeah, some. I think the theme of the album was that I did go in with the Brown Mountain Lights at the end of 2005 to record an album called Ghosts of the Old North State, and we thought it would be a natural title for a band of that name. But the band broke up in the middle of the sessions, and I had six songs that were started but not completely recorded. And, you know, when I mentioned earlier, there was the idea that some of the songs were kind of lost. Some of the older tapes had to be baked, analog tape, in order to preserve the information on the tape. So there were all these challenges. And this the good thing about the songs from that point, that time, had to be finished. I got, you know, I played organ on them. I got people like Lynn Blakey to sing on it, baritone guitar, different instruments. And the idea that I think it was the songs themselves were ghosts, because they had just, they were, some of them were just almost an impossible state to bring out and put on CD. And the deeper I got into this project, the more I realized that, you know, it's going to take a major effort to get these restored. It was like a restoration project.
Yeah. And just so our listeners know, this is not a form of corruption. Baking the tapes is not the same as cooking the books.
Right.
Totally different process. Now, there is a story about the Mako Station light.
Yeah.
Tell us about that and the connection.
That one, that was one of the scariest stories of my childhood. And, of course, it was about a place you could see if you, you know, could go late at night. And I even had a minister who lived next door to me, and he told me he saw him. So that pretty much validated that this is true. I think he wouldn't tell me a story.
They ain't got a bunch of stories. You ought to hear what they say on Sunday.
Yeah.
I got some tales. So would you do another song for us?
Yeah. Let's see. I think the next one is called All Along the Wallflower. And this one does have a bit of a ghostly tie-in. Lydia at the Jamestown Bridge is the woman who gets picked up on the highway. And when she's delivered to the doorstep, the mother says she's been dead for many years. And this one, I sort of imagined what Lydia was doing earlier that night. She was apparently at a dance in Raleigh, the way the story goes. But I added a twist to it where she ends up shooting a guy. And maybe that's why she's trying to get home fast in the middle of the night. All right, you ready? One, two, three, four.
Along the wallflower played along, every unkind word she knew more than she let on. How do you suppose she knew it all? Guess she kept her ear against the wall. Sad little song, the one with the words all wrong. Out of the mouths of babes and the guests with no last name. How do you suppose she knew it all? Guess she kept her ear against the wall.
The first thing I remember when I woke up, I had a gunshot wound to the chest. She was standing over the bed screaming over and over, "How do I reload this thing?"
Jeff Hart, All Along the Wallflower, a reference there to All Along the Watchtower, any chance?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, you also, and that's a story, it's a fairly well-known story, the story of the hitchhiker who's, you know, long been dead. But you've included some artwork, I guess.
In the poster, there was a promo poster I made for this, and I think on the album there's a little corner picture of the graffiti that's written on what's left of that overpass. I think, in fact, that overpass has been rerouted and it's not even a used road anymore. And the odd thing about that is when I was researching for the artwork 5 years ago when I was trying to consider an album of this name, I found a website that had a bunch of these pictures, and I had no clue, but the drummer in my old band was the guy who made this website about all these ghosts. And I thought, my God, you were really into that book too, weren't you?
Well, see, now here's a scary thing after hearing that song, because I've heard you say that the process of working on this album, in the process, you realized that more or less it documented every relationship you've ever had.
Oh, yeah. And that was another level where they seemed like they were just ghosts from every angle. Sometimes it's a little embarrassing if I'm playing a gig and I'm wondering who thinks this song is about them. You know, maybe I didn't tell them that this was about them.
Well, luckily you're writing about people who aren't around anymore, that kind of works out. Do another song for us?
Sure. This one is called View Ye Living, and this one sort of has a deathly spiritual side to it. These first few lines were the words on the tombstone of my great-great-great-grandfather. He was born around 1809, died 1901. So it gives you an idea of his lifespan. So I embellished it and kind of told his life story in this song. 3, 4. Living as you pass by, as you are so once was I, as I am so you will be. Prepare you living to follow me. Walk among the hillside, lean upon the stone. Think about the days to come and leave me alone. Tide waters of Virginia through the hills of Caroline. Worked the land for 60 years, built a cabin in the pine. Wife and 2 strong horses and 7 mouths to feed.
taught him how to hunt fish and gave him books to read. War between the states came on, I was too old to serve. Shame the devil, the Yankees never got what they deserve.
Hard, Brian Yamamoto from Ghost of the Old North State. I tell you what, I've got about 40 seconds left. Can I ask you to play the break while I talk to everybody about where you're going to play and
sure,
tell them
sure.
the whole thing? You can play the break under me and
Mr.
we'll make it a nice musical out as I tell everybody that that was Jeff Hart. His new album is called Ghost of the Old North State. He was joined by Brian Yamamoto on electric guitar. Catch Jeff at Fat Daddy's in Raleigh at 9 o'clock March 30th and the 31st. Jeff and Brian are playing us out of the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Play it.
The man, it was beautiful while it lasted. We locked eyes and she called me baby.